This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Here in the U.S., we are obsessed with our fiscal cliff, but the end of the year also brings a deadline the entire world is all but certain to miss. The Kyoto Protocol is the last major international agreement to limit greenhouse gas emissions, and it expires at the end of 2012 with no replacement. Under that shadow, the annual international talks to address climate change got underway this morning in Doha, Qatar. The BBC's environment correspondent Matt McGraw is covering the talks. Hello, Matt.
Yes, Jeff. Nice to talk to you, too.
In one of your recent pieces, you quote an official calling this a golden opportunity. For what, specifically? What's the agenda here?
What it is, I suppose, is an opportunity to try and put together a global deal on climate that will involve all the countries that have signed up to the Kyoto Protocol in the past, but other countries such as India and China and the United States as well.
Is that just optimistic talk, this golden opportunity stuff from somebody involved in putting this on, or do you think there's really a chance it could be different this time?
It could always be different, but I think what we've seen happen in the past is long, torturous sessions into the night, people haggling over small points, and eventually some small step forward being made. Having said that, there are some factors this year that make it more germane that a decision will be reached. The money that the government set aside in 2009 to help developing countries to adapt to climate change, that runs out at the end of this year. And also the Kyoto Protocol, the first commitment period of that runs out at the end of this year. But as I said, getting to those agreements could be very, very difficult indeed.
And we're always naturally getting new climate data. Has the latest data, in your estimation, relaxed or increased the urgency?
It kind of does both in some ways, if you like. We've had, a slowdown in emissions in some countries due to the economic recession globally. The United States, for instance, has lowered its emissions back to levels last seen in the 1990s. On the other hand, you have the likes of India and China where the emissions are going up, increasing rapidly, particularly in China. And that is making the ability to tell those countries to rein in their emissions much more difficult. So, you know, it's very much a work in progress, a moving jigsaw, if you like, that's very, very difficult to get agreement on any one part at any one time.
Matt McGraw, environment correspondent for the BBC. Thank you.
My pleasure.